Don't miss the 2026 Pistachio Industry Annual Conference presented by American Pistachio Growers, February 16th to 18th in Indian Wells, California. Register at AmericanPistachioGrowers.org today.
Hi, Sean Haynes with the Ag Center. Give us follow-up news for the week here in California in agriculture. A glassy wing sharpshooter with the Pierce's disease issues continue to be a problem here in Stanislaus County and maybe San Joaquin counties as well. It's a disease that kills vines. It also, if it can get infectious as a vector, the bug's a vector for this disease called Pierce's disease in vines. It can also affect almonds with certain types of blight issues. So they're really watching that, starting to have some quarantine procedures around the vineyards here in this part of California. And on top of the fact that the vineyard pricing is so bad for wine and grapes, it's kind of a double ding for the folks here in the county. Another issue that we've been following a lot is berry trucking coming across from Mexico. Just talking to some of the large berry companies that ship berries from Mexico into the United States, the market here for strawberries and blueberries especially, a lot of problems down south of the border with trucks getting hijacked, bribing, death threats, things like that. And actually folks thinking about wholesale just pulling out of bringing berries in from Mexico that way, which could have a huge boon effect on prices here in California come springtime, late, early summer when these strawberries really come into full production, and as well as blueberries. And the market really picks up for that. It's going to be a continuing issue down south of the border until things get under control there. I think the cartels have really taken a hold of most industries, most anything making a profit, including trucking. And I think as these companies that are international, i.e. California to Mexico, and bringing produce back and forth across the border, are going to have some continued issues dealing with that. And we've been watching that pretty close as far as a risk perspective. On the beef side, Tyson closed another plant back east. I keep telling folks that they're going to do this. You know, it's one of the things you get high concentration in the beef markets. Only four packers do 85% of all the pack out for beef in the United States. And it's very easy for them to push pricing downstream to feedlots, you know, the end users for the cattle, just by bottlenecking where the cattle go. So if I've got two or three plants open and they're running 70% capacity, 65% capacity, which isn't enough capacity, enough utilization to make them profitable, they're going to push utilization up on plants by closing other ones down, move the production to those other plants to get them 85% or better against they're profitable, which is also consequently cause a bottleneck in the beef side. So if I've got these cattle leaving the feedlot and now instead of having four destination points, I've got two, it's going to create a bottleneck. And you get a bottleneck, you get an increase in supply artificially, and it causes prices to drop, which allows these processors to come in and pick them up at a cheaper price and sometimes a heavier weight. And then as long as your box beef price stays consistent in the store, it gets these processors back into the black again. And so there's going to have to be some long-term kind of push and pull on that. But again, as long as the capacity of these plants is running under what they should be, they can have pressure on these plant owners to close plants or mothball plants down to push production of their plants, create the bottleneck to get some prices down low, as well as get some efficiencies in the plants that are remaining in production. Last but not least, Sites Reservoir kind of got its last federal checkoff to get underway. It's the largest state water project we've got right now. It's the newest one that's ever been in place. We haven't had a new water reservoir built in the state for decades. A lot of our problems here with water isn't really availability of water, but storage of that water for dry years. This would be a huge water storage plant up in the Glen Clusa area up north California. It's kind of the first hurdle that's got to be done. It's been waiting for a while, but it's done. Now they're going to kind of get in this whole environmental review piece, which is going to be the next piece, which is how many bites are people going to take out of this water reservoir or fish and other types of wildlife, and or try to push back on it even getting done because of environmental issues that kind of get brought up. But it's good to see it moving forward. Hopefully it'll continue to move forward and we'll get some additional storage here in the next decade or so. But it's at least some positive news on the waterfront here in California. Thanks.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.